This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been fun rocking out with you this morning.
Nicole.
And anyone who's rocking out with us in their car, rocking out to Taylor Swift.
I do like that song a lot.
I know, it's good. You know, it's funny how songs grow on you, you know? Like the first time you hear something, you're like, nah. And then you're just singing it. You're folding laundry, singing the song, yeah. You know? Stuck in your head. You're like, oh, that's a good one. I like that one. All right, good morning, everyone. It is hump day. And I assume that we've gotten lots of texts this morning. I know we only hear a smattering throughout the morning, and here comes the roundup.
Yeah, we got a ton of stuff. So the number to text us at is 800-400-3697. You just put that number in and text your message. Preferably, you know, short, sweet, to the point. Word economy,
yep,
as we like to say here.
Otherwise, it splits it up into multiple texts and it gets all screwed up.
Someone wrote in, which is actually a great one. I was hoping Santa got Vinny a spiffier texting machine this year after being so good. Poor thing each time. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, no new texting machine, so. Nope. Let's do the best
like
we can.
We did
here.
Get a bargain basement one. It does not seem like it just doesn't like us or something. It just wants us to be troubled.
It doesn't make sense, considering this is an important part of the way we communicate now with listeners, but whatever.
Yeah, seems like right? We should, I don't know. Maybe anyway, after all that money they spent on radio.com, they're just
no
like,
oh, kidding.
I don't have any more. Cheek of the cheap one.
925 has texted in. Good morning, Alice family. This text is for Vin and Bryn.
All right.
When my kids were tiny ones, we watched the 94 Lion King. Last night, I watched the 2019 CGI remake. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. The CGI is incredible. Your kids would love it if they haven't seen it yet. Stay happy. Robert in Concord.
I heard none of the animals in that have a butt.
What?
You know, they're not
right. That's what Human was complaining about.
You mean the middle of their butt.
Right. A butt dot.
What do you want to see that for?
Well, I mean, if it's, you know, why are we leaving? If we're going to make them real, make them real. I have cats.
Well, how real do you want it to be?
Well, the butt would be nice.
You want it a little dirty? Would that be good enough for you? I mean, they don't clean those things.
You don't have to make it dirty. Sure they do. Are you kidding me? It's all animals do all day.
What?
Clean their butts. Jesus. You have a cat? Right? You'll have a dog soon. I mean, come on.
I'm talking about jackals. You think they take care of that?
Sure. All of them.
There's no cats and dogs.
You mean hyenas.
In the Lion King.
Well, sure there are. There's hyenas and lions.
Well, but they're not. They're the wild ones. They don't bother with that. They're
I think
like,
in the,
they live
in the silhouette,
dirt.
You know, they've got the pride of lions and there's a silhouette of them. One of the legs should be straight up in the air like they are.
They're
you know?
Not worried about leaving kiss marks on the couch, these hyenas, if you know what I mean.
No animal is worried about that. And yet they, you know, always cleaning their butt dots.
All right. You say.
I
anyway,
like,
yes,
you know.
Robert, I have seen that, and you're right. It is incredible.
It's amazing.
I didn't notice that they were missing the middle of their butts, but I did notice that they most of the details are there, mm-hmm. And it's real. Like I don't know. I honestly watch a lot of Pixar now, and I know that one. I don't think that one's Pixar. It's Disney, but it's not Pixar. But either way, they're just so detailed. Whether it's the flow of the hair. like every little detail is there.
You know what was funny is when we were watching Soul.
Yeah.
It was, if it wasn't for the fact that the humans are kind of stylized, everything in that is, they might as well have shot it on a street in New York. You know what I mean? Like, or wherever it's set. Like, it's so, they're in the club and it's photorealism. And
the
then there's
sets,
these,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just everything.
The classroom,
I mean,
the opening scene in the classroom looked so real.
It's unreal. Yeah. It's so real, it's unreal. Like,
I have been around under a napping kid enough times as a movie's ended that I've watched some credits, and they do have their actual, they're called like set designers and set crews and long lists of people who, that's their gig.
Right. Incredible.
Like, there's that's a lot of work goes into these films that we sit and get lost in, and they're very well done. So you're right, Robert.
When Pixar did the first Finding Nemo, we had Andrew Stanton on a couple times talking about it. And he was saying that some of that stuff looked so real, they actually cartooned it up a little bit to make it look, to because otherwise it would just seem, the only things that would seem fake would be the fish that were going by.
I want to say, because I think he was in for a different reason, but mentioned that while I was there, and it was something like a whale scene. They went, this is too real.
They're like, mm-hmm. this looks like a video of a whale.
Right.
It's too good.
Uh-huh.
Make it look more cartoonish.
Yeah, I remember that. They're something else, no doubt.
They really are.
408 says, if you're a Costco member and spend more than $75 on non-perishables, it's free delivery. I didn't know that. I don't know what's going on. I know that my Christina is very frugal, so she's not one to waste money the way I do. Like, I sort of don't think of things, and then I go, "Oh boy, that really." Whew.
So $75 worth spent? Of non-perishables. Yeah, don't even look.
I had three. This is another one. 415 says, I had a $350 Costco order through Instacart, and the delivery person left me a Costco receipt. The actual charge was $236. Mm. Delivery was another plus over $100.
Then you tip them.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. You know, though, it makes sense. They got to go to Costco and shop.
Yeah.
And then get, I mean, it's got to take them forever. And then they got all these things and they got to go through the checkout.
And they drive it right to your house and
right?
They spare you the risk that you're going to catch COVID. So.
But I suppose if you added it all up, it's basically college tuition.
It's a lot
this year.
That's my point is, I'm pretty sure I would hate to see what that's amounting to. 925 says, the best way to lose weight and get healthy, exercise. Go walking, drink water, stop eating sugar or drinking soda, and it's free. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, it's nice to be able to say you're on a diet.
Slug life, baby.
Slug life. I want to lose weight and still do all those things.
Is the Dash diet anything you order on DoorDash?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. So yeah. That's if it comes from DoorDash, it's half the calories.
Right.
Order up. Give me two
pieces.
I'm
a firefighter paramedic who just got his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Listening to you guys as I roll away from the hospital. Be safe, and hopefully you guys aren't too far behind us, first responders. Have a great morning.
We're pretty far behind you, and you deserve it. So
yep.
I'm not worried about getting it.
Thanks for everything you're doing.
I want it, and I will get it when it's available to me, but I don't. I'm not fighting anybody for a place in that line.
707 says, we had 350 new cases in Napa in the past 24 hours with lockdown.
Oh,
lockdown's critical. Yeah, I just read a stat in L.A. 1 in 17 people have it, which...
Oh, man.
LA is a highly populous. I mean, it's bigger than the Bay Area.
Unbelievable.
So that's a big number. I don't know the exact population they're working with there, but that's a scary number.
That is highly frightening.
Let's see. I got to find the front of this
God,
one in just a second.
1 in 17.
A lot.
It's incredible. Is that one of the places where are the hotspots again for the fast spreading one? Isn't it down south somewhere?
It's turned up a few places. I don't know that there's a spot where it's gone the fast spreading one has gone crazy yet. Mm. I don't know that they've been able to get on top of it in that way. I know that the South is one of the new hot spots, but I'm not talking about Southern California. I mean the South, Southern, mm-hmm.
Southeastern.
Yeah, right. Those COVID stories reminded me of the stories of anti-maskers storming malls and stores, protesting lockdowns and all that. Those selfish bleeps, they are the reason why we still have it. They're not the only reason, but they certainly aren't helping.
They didn't help, right.
A lot of people wrote in that experts say you do not need to wipe down your packages, that this is...
I'm going to find a few stories and I'm going to send them to my kid, see if we can stop that BS.
Or just let him do it.
Yeah. I'll just refuse. I'm like, I'm on strike. Fauci says I don't have to.
Guys, there's no evidence COVID being on surfaces. They've determined that it's an airborne virus. You don't have to wipe your packages down. All right.
It's a hard habit to break once you're in it. Paranoia.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with being careful, but I can see if you find yourself saying, you know, I don't want to do it, and it's, you know, 30 minutes out of a busy day that I don't have, then all right. I could see that.
It is nice family chat time, though. Mm. Did you do this one? What about this one? Can you put those away? See how chatty it is?
It's nice. Riveting.
Yeah. Okay, put those together. They're going in the pantry. We'll walk them over there.
Not much variety in that conversation, it sounds like. But
Mom, you're not doing it right.
At least you're not alone.
Stuff like that. Right. Sure, we're all together.
You're not talking to a volleyball.
Thing. Right. Can you hand me the disinfectant? Are we out of paper towels?
Look at us playing all kinds of music this morning. Much needed variety. Keep it going. Nice to hear newer releases. More folklore.
Oh. Mm.
All right. That's
good job,
applause
Jane.
For Jane, everyone.
Yeah,
Jane, just, take a bow.
I really enjoyed the music today.
Over there in Alameda.
I mean, I enjoy it most of the time. It's, you know, today was, like, started to really notice it around the time that Mexican Lucky came on. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Sarah, thanks for throwing a great party last night.
What?
What happened last night?
I had a nice dream with dozens of people showing up. Must have been post-COVID. Your place was a ranch, pool tables in the barn. Your kids lived in the stables.
Oh.
You sent me to go wake them up, but instead I was the one who woke them up before... woke them up before I could find them. What?
How'd that happen?
I don't get it.
Well, sounds like we had a good time.
It sounds like a nice ranch.
I have dreams where I have COVID. You ever have one of those dreams yet?
No.
Yeah, it sucks. No. And then you have to you call in your friends and they're all mad at you and stuff. I'm like, oh, I hope that doesn't happen in real life.
I don't remember dreams much unless they're super profound. And usually I need to be woken up in the middle of them for them to be something that I go, oh my God. 415 is stealing Sarah's bit. Actually, Vinny, you own all of Rihanna's albums. All right.
That's true, Vin.
That is true, yes. You know, one of the things we did recently?
At least them. What?
And I don't know if this is just me. This isn't a commercial for anybody, but I had a subscription for The Chronicle, $20 a month, and a subscription for The Merc, and a subscription for... And the missus went looking at all our stuff and said, wait a minute. We could get all this through Apple for the low, low price of, and I went, oh my God, we just consolidated everything for way less than what we were paying for all those subscriptions and all the, so consider that if you're, so I got some.
Yeah, I pay for several newspapers and magazines.
Yep. So consider looking at Apple News, that subscription side of it. So we have a little bit of extra storage now for all our pictures. We got the music thing and the news, and it's for way less than we were paying for all those separate, way less.
Yeah, look into that.
I'm easily paying $100 a month for that.
Yeah. Wait, I was all, oh, well, I'm super glad you took a look at that because that's been going on now for years.
mm-hmm. That is very interesting.
Let's see. Vin, did you catch the Dylan song in Seoul? Yes, I did.
What song was it?
I don't remember, but you definitely recognize the music as it moves through. Although I have to admit, I didn't know Trent Reznor had anything to do with that. That's, you saw that, right?
I just saw it in the credits. He was a music director or something. But I want to say, and I didn't really, truthfully, I hadn't noticed anything but the jazzy stuff that was in there while I was watching the movie. So I'll go back and watch that again. Probably that was good. I loved that movie.
707. Soul. You old farts. You don't know the difference between NWA and LL Cool J.
No,
Dre was part of the world-class Wrecking Crew before NWA. I don't know anything about that, but I do know the difference.
I don't know anything about old rap. I really don't.
Oh, nothing. I do. And I really like old LL. I want to say his most classic album is called Radio. Bryn, you ever listen to him?
I listened to his that one song. When I'm alone in my room.
Oh.
You know that song?
That
I Need Love. I Need Love is what it was
That's
called.
That's the one? Of course. Good.
But, you know,
great.
I was a really young kid when he was hot. Let's see. Oh.
Anyway, yes, we know the difference. We're just trying to sort it out.
I literally do not know the difference.
Let me see if I can play.
Thanks for telling me that. I was taking wild stabs in the dark.
No, not this one.
Call. Telling me I need a girl
who's as sweet as a dove. I know this song.
For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names.
Oh, yeah. I'll feel on this one. Because I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside. I can't explain.
Hold on. Let me look at my collection.
Don't, please. What collection?
Oh, don't worry.
We all
about
have the same
it.
Collection. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Radio is the album from 1985. I'm trying to tell you, that's what you got to go listen to get a real listen.
No, I don't have to.
Listen
no,
to
you
I need
do.
Love.
I need I love.
Know.
I got everything I need. Love.
I don't want to hear I Need Love. That's not good, LL. That's, oh, God. Listen to him.
I need love.
No, no, no. This is sold out, LL. Nobody wants to hear this.
Yeah, this one's sold out.
Yeah, sold out. Number one.
Everywhere I go, I'm sold out.
Was just dancing with my 1-year-old to Mexican Lucky. Love you guys.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great, great song. Yeah, I love it. Mexican Lucky. We're up on Mexican Lucky. We're up on Mexican Lucky. We're up on Mexican Lucky.
510 says, Vin, from yesterday, you mentioned The Morning Show, which is also on Apple TV, which also is what you get as part of the package thing.
Oh.
That we just got on.
I think
I'm
paying for Apple TV, too.
No, yeah, we got a package. So it's you've got extra memory. I think we got a terabyte, for crying out loud, which we'll never use, right?
Well, you think, right up until you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't have to worry about deleting the extra pictures in my pile. But anyway, that's so it's storage, music, family plan, the news thing, which comes with magazines.
Mm.
And I got a million magazines that I can read now. I'm all, oh, my God, I have Consumer Reports. I've
I
always
love
wanted
Consumer
it.
Reports.
But never would pay for it.
Right.
And now it's part of my package. So I'm super stoked.
That's incredible.
I have to look into that, too.
Me, too.
Jesus. I pay for extra storage and Apple TV.
And Apple Music, probably.
Yep, and Apple Music. And, oh, wow, Vinny,
what are you
thanks.
Paying a month, Vinny? What's it
I
cost?
Don't, I don't know what you...
I didn't know,
I have
I
to
didn't
go
know
ask
this was
her.
A thing. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
No, there's a package plan. They
okay,
have
I'm
packages.
I'm going to tell... I'm texting John right now.
Oh, well, I'm so happy I was able to help you guys. Anyway, Vin, from yesterday, you mentioned The Morning Show, which is on Apple TV. It's a TV show starring Jen Aniston. I would also have never watched this except for COVID, and I agree with you. It was exceptional. I got hooked from the first episode and ended up binge-watching it. I'm not a Jen Aniston fan for the same reasons you described. She's always Rachel. But not in this work. She's fantastic. Sarah, you would absolutely love it for sure. So there
yeah,
you go.
That John said that's also Crochet TV. So I finished Bridgerton yesterday.
So, oh, good.
Texters are asking.
So good.
Oh, you loved it.
Loved it.
How'd you like the honeymoon?
Oh my God. I looked over at John at one point. He's like, he goes, are they still doing it? I look around, yep. Stop distracting me. I'm watching this over here. I don't know who the guy is that plays the Duke. It's like
Reggae something.
Yeah, Reggae? Is that how you say his name?
I was watching a couple
interviews. Calling him Reggie.
That's how they say his name. And I'm like, it's not spelled like that.
Reggae Jean.
Yeah.
Or something. That dude is beautiful.
Reggae Jean Paul, I think is his name.
Just. And these two actually have chemistry, too, which is kind of nice, you know? Like, and she is beautiful when she's having sex. Look at those people go at it.
Yeah. You're watching people do it?
Yeah. I mean,
Sarah, on TikTok, people are losing their minds over it.
Over Bridgerton?
Yeah. It's
over the honeymoon?
Yeah. But people's reactions and, oh, my God, it's so funny.
There's great. They're honestly, that show, I thought it was going to be just a piece of fluff. I agreed with John. Yeah, you won't like this. And by the end, he's like, okay, so tell me what happened to, and then what went down with this? Like, he wanted, I said, oh, I finished. He's, oh, whoa, what happened? What was the, like, he was sucked in, too.
Yeah, I just
he
finished the third it. Book, too, yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. So will I like the books?
I don't know. I can't.
All right, I'll try them. I'll try them.
Yeah, try the first one since you already know the story for that one. But I don't know if you would because it is cheesy.
Yeah, super. Even the show was cheesy.
One last one because I'm fully out of time.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Bridgerton anymore?
No. We were talking about the hypothetical. If John were out of the picture for whatever reason, would you be dating? And I completely forgot. 916 says, Hooman is pouncing on Sarah if John's gone. No one has a chance.
Listen, right. I'm going to tell you something right now. Hooman doesn't have a chance with me.
Oh, you say that now.
He doesn't have a chance with
me.
Yeah,
you say that
And the
now.
Reason why
He hasn't even turned his charms on you in full. And by the way, you have kissed him.
That's true.
Okay,
with tongue.
Fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. No.
For
no.
a while, too. It was like as long as Hal Sparks. It's crazy.
No. It wasn't as long as Hal Sparks, and Hal Sparks was only like 1 second.
Oh,
I gave him a peck. Listen,
like,
don't start. Do not start.
I had time to pass out, wake back up, and they're still kissing.
I know.
I'm dying over here.
Forever.
Hooman has already said that he wouldn't date me anyway because Jesus.
And John was right there when he said
John
that.
John was right
though,
there.
Sarah. Well, he said that because John was
He's
right
playing
there.
That with you. Trust
no,
me.
Not. Plus, he believed me. I would drive almost anyone crazy. Believe me, I would. And somehow, like, John's the only person who can tolerate me. There'd be no one else. People would try.
Okay,
they'd be like, oh,
Sarah.
She seems so nice and so
I'm
funny.
I'm going to play it down.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen what he did to that girl's shoes? Never mind.
I've heard the story.
That's right.
I didn't
filled
see
them all up.
Any evidence.
Filled them right up. The shoes were filled up.
I think I could even drive Hooman away.
Anyway. We're out of time. Okay. We'll meet you on the other side of these to say goodbye and hand it over to V. Hale.
Sarah and Vinny.
The Ring. First thing that came to mind.
I need love.
When I'm alone in my room.
Yuck.
I hear my conscience call.
Nobody likes this LL.
No.
Nobody.
Look at us. We're two out of three of us really love it. I'm just jumping on the bandwagon. I don't care about it at all. Okay.
Right.
Hi, everyone. It's Alice. It's home day. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. As you mentioned earlier, V. Hale's coming up next. Mm-hmm. I really love V. I've never even met her in person. We've just hung out on Zoom a few times. And, of course, she's followed by Jane, who we certainly have met in person. I miss Jane terribly.
Me too.
So she'll be on. And, look, Alice is on 24/7. Please, if you stream us, leave the stream on. Never turn it off. Just turn it down.
Pretty please.
I please. Talk about the real life. The real life. Yeah.
Really, all day.
Yep.
Pretty
all
please.
Day, all night. You can turn us down. No problem. Just turn it back up when we're on, please. And just leave it on. Come on. Look, I'm digging a hole here. Let's get out of here. Let's go. We'll have a great day. We'll meet
what
you
do
back
they say?
Here.
Put the shovel down, Sarah.
Just
Put
Sarah,
it
stop
down.
Digging. Just
right.
don't. Yep.
Have
Step
a good one,
them.
Everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.